Good morning, good morning, and good morning to everybody. Let me apologize for last Sunday. I was stuck in the airport and flying, trying to get to church, and was not able to make it to the prayer call. I was able to get on at the end, but let me just say thanks to Reverend Edwards for stepping right in and making things great for us. Look at what the Lord has done. Look at what the Lord has done. Look at what the Lord has done. He's blessed us with another opportunity to give him praise, honor, and glory. Saints, let's start thinking about the things that God has done. Let's start thinking about how God has continued to make a way, how God has continued to bridge gaps in our lives, how God has continued to open doors in our lives. Yes, we have had many scary, frightful moments in our lives. Yes, we've had some bad days. We've had some hills to climb. But this is what you fail to realize when you get stuck in a moment. You fail to realize he's gotten you through each and every one of them. You are still here. That is a testimony to the devil that you can't touch God's people. Trials may come. Circumstances may not be favorable. But it's not about our flesh. It's about our faith. Did you hear me this morning? It's not about our flesh. It's about our faith. Every person who can hear me, I want you to hear me this morning. Don't go to sleep. Don't close your eyes. But I want you to wake up. The devil is busy. He wants your faith. He wants your trust. He wants you not to rely on the Lord. But everything in your life that you have been through, God has been faithful. Now, this is what your role is. Cling to God. Trust God. Believe that God knows what he's doing. Believe that he's omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent. Believe that there is nothing too hard for God. And as Maxwell said it very clearly, if God brought you to that moment that you find yourself in, it means God is going to bring you through it and up out of it. Never believe God is going to alienate you. When he said in his word that I'll never leave you nor forsake you, what the Lord was saying to us is simple. Wherever life lands you, I will be with you. Whatever happens in life, I'll be your God. I ask that you would just be my people. God has the power to change it. God has the power to shift it. God has the power to make it work in your favor. Stop relying on your flesh. Well, I don't feel too good today. Pastor, you know this is going on. Listen to me. God wants to know, do you trust him for the gifts or you trust him because he's your God? God, if he does nothing else, and I know we sing it, but if God does nothing else for me, I can't speak for you. If God does nothing else for me, he's already done enough. He's already healed me enough. He's already delivered me enough. He's already set me free enough. If God does nothing else for me, he's already done enough. And because I truly believe that, wherever life lands me, I'm going to give him praise. Paul says it this way, whatever state I'm in, I've learned to be content. Because God has already proven himself. Now you're in a moment, and the moment that you're in, you have to now prove yourself. You prove to God that you love him, not for what he gives you, but for who he is. He's way maker. He's burden bearer. He's heart fixer. He's mind regulator. And you don't have to go off of mama's prayers or mama's testimony. You don't have to go off the pastor's testimony. You don't have to go off somebody else's testimony. I asked you at the top of the hour, start reflecting on what God has done. See, when you think of the goodness, when you think of your God, your soul starts rejoicing. If you want to get out of a rough place, if you want to get out of a tough place, if you want to get out of a place that seems unbearable, think on God. Think on what he's done in your past. You don't have to worry about other people. Just think about what he's done for you. And can nobody truly praise God harder than you if you really take your focus off of your flesh and put your focus on your faith? I trust you, Lord. That is a part of my conversation. When I'm by myself in my car, out of nowhere, I'll just say, I trust you. When I'm thinking about a bill that's due, and maybe the money has not outlasted the month, all I'll say is, Lord, I trust you. When I'm getting ready to go into an uncertain moment, instead of me falling apart saying, oh, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, no, Lord, I trust you. Because whatever the outcome is going to be the outcome. But the outcome will be what God has designed for my life. Here it is. Because God is too kind to be cruel to me. And he's too wise to make any mistakes. So if you're listening to me today, my brother, my sister, I want you to listen to me intensely. Whining and crying is not the answer. Being upset and falling apart is not the answer. The answer is in taking the focus off of your flesh. Satan knows that's what he can, if he can get your mind messed up. He knows if he can get your mind tore up. He knows if he can get you rattled and unrattled, rather. Then you will fall apart. But if you can get your mind off of your flesh, if you can take your eyes off of your flesh, your current circumstance, the thing that you're going through, if you can do that, God can bless you real good. God can bring you out. God can give you a newfound joy. He's not going to do everything for you. This is a whosoever will way. You have to choose to be happy. You have to choose to be healed. You have to choose to be delivered. You have to choose to be set free. Do you hear me this morning? You cannot say, Lord, do it for me. Lord, do this for me. The Lord says, you can be healed right now. You can be delivered. And it all starts with your faith. The woman says, I don't have to talk to Jesus. If I could just touch something near him, I know I'll be made whole. There was no power in the robe. The power was in our faith. And I beg you to understand that when you do the faith thing and get away from the flesh thing, God will bless you real good. There are people who are hurt because they are so satisfied in their flesh. There are people who are distraught because they're so satisfied in their flesh. But I'll tell you an episode that happened on Sunday, even while I was preparing to get to church. I was starting to get a little discouraged because I wanted to be in church. I love the people of East Zion Fair. And I wanted to be there to celebrate with our young people who were going off to college. And it was our scholarship Sunday. And I'm sitting in the airport and I'm saying, Lord, I need to be there. We have to have 5 a.m. prayer. The people are expecting to hear my voice. And the Lord said, if you did not live past today, my mission, my goal will continue. Learn to live in that moment. And when the Lord spoke that to me, a peace came over me. And I need you to wake up this morning and stop trying to satisfy the flesh. Walk in your faith. This is why the Word of God tells us we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. What we see will scare us. What we experience will mess us up. But we got to walk in our faith knowing that when we walk through the valley in the shadow of death, we can't fear no evil because the Lord is with us. His presence is more powerful, more potent than any problem or predicament in our lives. This morning I come to you focused. This morning I come to you with one mindset. Get your eyes off your flesh and put your spirit in line with your faith. Your faith is what got you this far. It wasn't your celebrations. It was through enduring your valleys. It was during your valleys. Last Sunday, 2 Sundays ago, I preached on Jehovah Roha, the Lord my shepherd. And I often allude to David's comments of the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I share with you often that even though he walked through the valley in the shadow of death, he will fear no evil. It's not because David was so tough and tenacious. It's not because David was so big and bad. It was because David had faith that the presence of God would always see him through. My brother, my sister, hear me clearly. God see you. God, he knows where you are. He's not oblivious to what's going on in your life. And if we believe that he's too kind to be cruel to us, and he's too wise to make a mistake, if we truly believe that, then your circumstance is not a surprise to God, and he permitted it. And because he permitted it, your job has to be trust him. Trust him. Trust him, my sister. Walk away from the time of prayer and meditation today trusting God. Walk away speaking it out of your mouth. The Bible says that the power of life and death is in your tongue. Speak it out of your mouth. Speak it out of your mouth. I trust you, Lord. I trust you, Lord. I don't understand you, Lord, but I trust you, Lord. I'm not feeling good in this moment, but I trust you, Lord. I need this to be moved, but I trust you. Job said, naked I came into this world, and naked I shall return. Job would not curse God. Job would not go against God, because Job understood that everything he ever had and everything he would ever be is wrapped up and tangled up in who God is. Today, there's a call for trust. There's a call to walk away from our flesh and to cling to our faith. The word of God today is coming out of Ecclesiastes, and this is going to line perfectly with my opening. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1, it's a very familiar text. Sometimes during home-going celebrations, people read it. But I want you to hear what God wants you to hear out of this text today. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. Listen to it. To everything. Hear me. To everything. There is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. There's two powerful words in there, everything and purpose. But listen to it again. To everything, there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. What do I want to throw in your spirit this morning? I want you to seize the power of your season. I want you to seize the power of your season. Do not get trapped and stuck in hurt. Do not get trapped and stuck in disappointment. Do not get hurt and stuck in lack. But I want you to seize this moment. I want you to live in this moment. I want you to figure out through your faith what God is doing. He's doing something good. He's doing something. He's preparing something. He's fixing something. He's turning something. He's making something right. But it's this season that's perfecting it. Look, you've had good days. Look, you've had some moments of celebration. But you might be in a rough moment now. This may be a season that's hurting you. I want you to hear me this morning. I want you to seize it. Get in it. Live in it. Show the devil you can't break me. I was over at the Ebenezer, and God bless Sister Ham. She tells me she's on the call. I was over at the Ebenezer on Sunday, and I told the message I gave to them was simple. Bring it. Bring it, devil. You can bring what you want to bring. I'm still going to trust God. That was Job's proclamation, and I want to bring it to you today. I want you to tell the devil, bring what you're going to bring. I'm still going to trust God. I'm going to trust God to be my finances. I'm going to trust God to be my health. I'm going to trust God to save my children. I'm going to trust God to bring me out of poverty. I'm going to trust God. I'm not going to let Satan win. I need you to seize the power I want you to seize the power of your season, the moment that you're in. It's not by accident. It's intentionally designed. It's intentionally designed. Pastor, you telling me that the Lord designed for me to be where I am right now? Do you know the state I'm in? Yeah. I might not know your state, but I do know this. You're not in it unless God has permitted it. Sometimes when we are in uncomfortable circumstances, we blame the devil. My pastor used to say the devil gets beat up more than anybody for things that he did not do. And I never understood it till I got older. We blame the devil for everything. But the devil can't do nothing unless God permits. Now, I want you to put that equation in the facts of what you're going through. If God permitted it, it comes with purpose. My sister, do you hear me this morning? If it's happening in your life right now, it has purpose. If it's happening in your life right now, it has purpose. Don't you dare think Satan has more power than God. Don't you dare think that God has permitted Satan to run roughshod in your life. The devil is a liar. God has all the power. He's omniscient. He knows everything. So don't you say the devil has done this thing. No, the Lord has permitted this thing. And it comes with a purpose. God wants to know, watch this. Can you trust him when you can't trace him? Can you trust him when you can't trace him? I know you go to church and you testify, I trust the Lord, I love the Lord. He's always by my side. We hear all of that. But in the dark moments, can your light moment confession be your dark moment living? When you are on top of the world testifying of the goodness of God, can you testify that same goodness when you're going through a storm? Everything that happens and occurs as a result of either God's permission or commission, which simply means he either allowed it or permitted it. He's all right with it. He's all right with it. Heaven has not shut down because you're going through what you're going through. Your world may be shutting down because you refuse to let your faith take the place of your flesh. You are letting your flesh win. But you are a survivor. You need to put that in your mirror, on your mirror in your house today. I am a survivor. You've been through a whole lot already, and God has kept you. God has made a way for you. God has opened doors for you. Trust him today. What is it that happens, that's happening right now in your life that you can't figure out? But the day is, God says, I'm permitting it so you can try me. That could be the real reason. You're going through what you're going through because you done tried your mama, you done tried your auntie, you done tried your pastor. Now, can you try God? Can you just have a little talk with him? Can you just tell him all about your troubles? The songwriter said, hear your faintest cry, and he'll answer by and by. My brother, my sister, can you just trust him today? Can you just trust? I know you get tired of me saying that to you, but the reason why it keeps coming up in my spirit and the Lord is keeping me saying it is because you ain't trusting him. You trust in your money. You trust in the government. You trust in all this other stuff. God said, trust me. Nothing escapes him. You in this season for a reason. You're going to have to seize this moment. The season will soon be over. Listen to the words of the text. The words of the text says, to everything, good and bad, to everything, happy and sad, to everything, there is a season and a time and purpose under heaven. God has purpose for what you're going through. You should be convinced that absolutely nothing comes at this point without divine intervention. So since God has allowed it, live in it. Seize the moment and let God arise. God is in charge of this whole world. Can you trust him? The one who made the whole world, can you believe he can work it out? Can you believe he loves you too much to harm you? Can you believe he loves you too much to let you be devastated? He wants to just develop you. Nothing escapes the mind and view of God except this season of your life. This season will soon be over because everything changes but God. Oh, that was good, Pastor. Yes, everything changes but God. God is the only entity that does not change. God is the only entity that is eternal. Even Satan has a season. His season will soon be over. Your season, whether good or bad, is going to be over because God is going to take you to the next. And your next may be a dance, a shout. It may even be a cry. But whatever it is, you have to trust that God knows what he's doing. You're not just living and going through, but you are part of a bigger plan. Oh, yeah, my brother, you are part of a bigger plan in the providential plan of God. God says all things through the Apostle Paul work together for the good of them who love him. You get up every Sunday, every Wednesday, that we may come together for this time of prayer and meditation. And God is saying, my providential will for your life is more, and it's coming in your next. And your next will soon be over, and then you'll have a next. And then that next will soon be over, and you will have a next. So what you have to do consistently, trust God. Trust God. My brothers and sisters, I know I'm weighing on this much longer than normal because I need somebody to be thoroughly convinced today that you're going to trust God. What is happening to satisfy heaven's agenda in your life. Heaven has an agenda. You weren't born on accident. You weren't born by coincidence, but you were born on purpose. And you're going through something, and heaven's agenda is being satisfied. So stop crying. Wipe your eyes. Stop being upset. Stop being scared. Get to stepping. Stop being scared. Get to stepping. Get up. Faith. Walk. Do not let Satan ride. He want to drive your life. So the question today is very simple. What's the power of your season? Because I said seize the power of your season. I said that in the opening. So what's the power of your season? Here it is, growth. Growth. God wants to enlarge you. Those little prayers, now lay me down to sleep, pray the Lord my soul to keep. Those prayers were when you were a baby. You're a mature adult now. You've been through a whole lot with God. He wants you to grow. He don't want you to keep whining over the little things. So he'll continue to let you go in that circle. Look at Israel. Israel walked in the circle for 40 years because they would not trust God. They could see their promise but could not seize their promise because they wouldn't trust. God says, I want to grow you in this season. I want you to seize the power of this moment. I want you to seize the power of this moment because I want you to grow. It's growth. That's the power of it. That's one of them. But there's another one, grace, grace, grace. I said growth first, but now here's another one, grace, grace. Listen to me. He wants to release. You still holding on to stuff God wants to release out of your life. You still holding on to people God wants to release out of your life. You still holding on to things God wants to release out of your life. Grace deals with release. You don't have to pay for it because God has given it to you free. God wants to give you the ability to release some stuff in your life so that you can go to your next. Pastors, to everything there's a season. Yes, right now I'm going through a storm, Pastor. That's right, because God wants to give you some grace, the grace to release. He wants to grow you. He wants to grow you, but then there's a third thing, and then I'm going to pray. God wants what God wants in this moment. He wants you to have guidance. He wants you to have guidance. He wants to give you direction. He wants you to be able to see your way clear. That while you're walking through the valley in the shadow of death, that he's with you and he's taking you somewhere. This moment is taking you somewhere. There's the shout. This moment is taking you somewhere. You have to know when to give God glory. This guidance is very important because you're not just out there drifting. You're just not out there. You're out there because God has a direction he's trying to point you towards. You've been doing it your way. My sister, my brother, hear me today. You've been doing it your way, but God says, I want to give you guidance. What's the power of your season? What is the power of your season? What do you need to seize in the season? Growth, grace, and guidance. I believe God will bless your life. Man, I missed y'all on Sunday. I believe God will bless your life. I'm so glad to hear all the voices today. God will bless your life. I want you to trust him today. We're at the top of the week. Time is moving fast. I want you to walk in this season. Do not cry. Do not complain about it. I want you to walk in it. Because in this season, there's growth, there's grace, and there's guidance. Pray with me this morning. Oh, God, our Father, we thank you. We thank you, God, for your goodness, your kindness, and your tender mercies. We thank you, God, for grace and for peace. You are gracious and an awesome God. You can do anything but fail. We give you honor. We give you glory for all that you have done, is doing, and will do in our lives. You are just so awesome, God. You have given us a word today, God, that will encourage us for the next 10 years. If it is happening, we believe you know all about it. We believe you permitted it so that your will can be done. So, Father, I pray first for every listener this morning. Strengthen us because, God, if we're not going through something uncomfortable right now, it's on the way. It's on the way. And because it's on the way, let this word just marinate in our hearts. Let this word just saturate us, God. Let this word that just fill us with not just your presence, but with your power and your peace in the name of Jesus. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. This morning we lift up Sister Keisha Williams. Thank you for the miraculous healing that you've given her. Continue to strengthen her. Continue to hold her close. We continue to thank you and praise you for Sister Nikki Hannon. Oh, God, you blessed her. You turned it around. You regulated her. And, God, we give you glory. God, we give you honor because we know you could. We knew you could. And we trusted you. And you did it. And, God, we give you glory. We ask, God, that you will continue to lift and strengthen the Jones family. Oh, God, I pray that you would bless Deacon Elisha and strengthen him, comfort him during this moment. God, this season is just another comma in the story that you have written in his life. God, you have blessed him to be such a blessing to so many others. And now, God, in this moment, comfort him, strengthen him, and lift him up. Father, there is nothing that earth can offer that heaven cannot heal or solve. So, God, we pray for him. We pray for his family. And, God, thank you for receiving our sister. You know her, and you know all about her. You've given her some good days. And, God, thank you for the season that she's lived with us. This morning, we lift up Sister Vicki Clark. Continue to strengthen and regulate her in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for Brother Keenan Hunt. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. Thank you, God, for blessing her. Thank you, God, for strengthening him. Thank you, God, for one day at a time making the provisions and making things right. God, we pray for Sister Jenkins' mother. Father, strengthen in this moment. You know the circumstances. You know the door she's at. And God, you are a miracle-working God. We extend prayers for her. Strengthen her, God. Lift her, God. And God, do it in the name of Jesus. We ask, God, you will continue to bless Sister Wanda Jones. Continue to strengthen her and continue to keep her. Thank you for Sister Ashley and Sister Michelle. God, you are waymaker. You are burden bearer. And God, you continue to show us what grace and mercy looks like. Thank you for their lives, and thank you for how you've blessed them. Now, God, we pray for those individuals who have brought prayer lists to the call. I pray, God, that you will bless them. I stand with them knowing that you can do anything but fail. Be their God. Be their healer. Be their deliverer. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. Father, we now pray for every person that can hear my voice. I pray, God, as they depart, that they will hear the word of today. And the word of the day is to seize the power of this season. Let us not go oblivious, but let us walk through this season seeing what could happen but won't happen, because God's got us. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. This is our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Everybody have a blessed day.
Amen.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you.